Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of Monday Meditations. I hope that you had a great weekend and had some time to really unplug from work and social media and spend time with your friends, family, and in the Word. To start the week off right, the word we're going to meditate on is faithful. If you're looking for a spirit check, here it is. One thing you can give and still keep is your word. The dictionary defines the word faithful as being trustworthy, the most faithful and the most trustworthy person you will ever meet or have in your life is God. Our God is unbelievably faithful. You can trust him. You can put your confidence in him at all times, and he will never leave you. He will never let you down, and he will never, ever forsake you. God is faithful to every one of his people and looks after us at all times, and he is faithful to his word, the Bible. I think a good challenge for us this week is to continue to fight to stay in the word, even on days that seem to be a little chaotic and out of sync, and to remain faithful to God, just how he is always faithful to us. Charles Spurgeon has a great quote on this. He said, "I know of nothing which I would choose to have as the subject of my ambition for life than to be kept faithful to my God till death." So let's take a deep breath, posture our hearts to reflect on our faithful God, and let's dive into the Word. Second Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 3, "But the Lord is faithful. He will establish you and guard you against the evil one." Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22 and 23. "The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." Exodus chapter 34, verses 6 through 7. "The Lord passed before him and proclaimed, 'The Lord, the Lord, a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness, keeping steadfast love for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, but who will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children and the children's children to the third and the fourth generation.'" Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. "Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever." 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 11 through 13. "The saying is trustworthy, for if we have died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself." Psalm chapter 36, verse 5. "Your steadfast love, O Lord, extends to the heavens, your faithfulness to the clouds." 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." Micah chapter 7, verses 18 through 20. "You will show faithfulness to Jacob and steadfast love to Abraham, as you have sworn to our fathers from the days of old." Luke chapter 16, verse 10. "One who is faithful in a very little is also faithful in much, and one who is dishonest in a very little is also dishonest in much." 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. "No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, he will also provide the way of escape, that you may be able to endure it." Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 9. "Know therefore that the Lord your God is God, the faithful God who keeps covenant and steadfast love with those who love him and keep his commandments to a thousand generations." You guys are loved. Go rise up. Thanks for joining us today. I hope that these words encouraged and challenged you and postured your heart for the rest of the week ahead. If you have a minute, go to the subscribe and review section of this podcast and leave us a word or a Bible verse that you've been carrying in your heart throughout the week that keeps you encouraged and motivated. I really want this podcast review space to be an added bookmark for that simple reminder that we're all in this together and that God's got this. Feel free to share this episode with your friends, family, or on social media. And for more information on Proclaim Streetwear and to read the Bible with us in a full year, visit us at Bibleand365.com or please click the links below. We're so grateful to have you join us right here every Monday on Midweek Rise Up for Monday Meditations.